Broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for Grow ATL, presented by Small Business Day. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Grow ATL, and it's a big crowd gathered around, a lot of people milling around. This is a great entrepreneur event. We're getting to learn about businesses of all shapes and sizes, and this episode will be no exception. First up, we got the folks from Focus Homes United, Darren Curitan and Shauna Moore. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
All right. So which one of you wants to tell us first about Focus Homes United?
I'll start off.
All right. Shauna, go ahead.
Well, Focus Homes United is pretty much a corporate leasing company. Corporate housing. We provide corporate housing, and it's unlike your traditional bed and breakfast, where our clients are from around the world, from different organizations, and we pretty much house them. But what we also do is we help other people start their short-term rentals, and we maximize their business.
So if a person owns a home, they can contract with you, and then you can kind of rent out their home.
Absolutely.
But that home will be fully furnished, like with all the stuff, right?
Exactly.
What we really focus on is a partnership. Mm-hmm. To basically, in a partnership, we do a 50% partnership. So because we have corporate clients, they garner more.
Right.
And then we maximize what the monthly proceeds are. On average, at two bedrooms, we're doing anywhere about $4,000 a month on average.
Is that a condominium or is it a house?
Two-bedroom house, yes.
It's typically a house.
We are exclusive with who we do partner with, because we do have requirements for our corporate clients. Mm-hmm. So we do have to be a tad bit more exclusive. But the results is just in the income. Right now we're partnership with over eight different property owners right now, mm-hmm. all over the country.
Oh, so it's not here just only in Atlanta, could be anywhere?
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
As long as it meets our criteria, our requirements for our corporate clients, then we go into the partnership together, and then it turns out to be very lucrative, because three bedrooms can get in excess of $8,000 a month, and we split half of that with you.
So now what's the responsibility for the homeowner?
The homeowner pretty much just collects a passive income, but they would provide the property. So
furnished.
And the furnished property.
To the proper standards.
To uphold its standards. And once we get it to the point where it is marketable to our corporate clients, because our clientele has, you know, a level of expectations, and they know what they're used to getting from us. Sure. Once we get it to that point, then that's when we put it out on the platforms, and, you know, we're turning away business all day, every day, because we just don't have enough locations. So that's why we're here promoting our business, because while we have the cash flow and we have the tenants and the clients, we're needing more properties.
And then these properties, when you say they have to be furnished to a certain standard, they have to have all the furniture. They have to have forks and knives.
If you're trying to Airbnb and you're not able to maximize your monthly profit, that's what we're here for. We can put jumper cables on your process, as long as it meets our criteria.
And then what happens, like, okay, these people leave. Who's responsible for cleaning up?
We are. So we do all the work.
Yes.
The owner of the property, they just pretty much collect.
That's it.
The income, and we do all the
work. So once the house is to your standard, so it has the right sheets, it has the right towels, everything.
And we consult.
And you help us get it to that point. And you say, okay, get rid of that. I need this to look like this.
Exactly.
And I need that couch to be maybe a pull-out couch or whatever the rules are that you say. And I do all of that.
Exactly.
So now the house is now kind of your problem in the...
Right.
But not like if the washing machine breaks, is that still your problem or is that my problem now?
Well,
as the homeowner... As the homeowner, we do set up in the contracts to where a lot of times we do have a handyman and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So because we will try and be ahead of the curve a lot of times... or, you know, we try to definitely be proactive instead of reactive.
Right.
So anytime we take assessments, we do weekly assessments after our cleaning crews come through. You know, so we'll just pop in and check on it if it's open and available to make sure that everything is still up to the standard.
Right.
That there's, you know, 10 sets of towels, you know, multiple pillows, you know, air mattresses, all the kind of stuff that.
Cobwebs out of the corners.
Yes. Right. You know, the dust under the couch, you know, the little stuff that you can dig, the microwave.
Yeah.
Microwave will get you dinged.
I mean, clean, it's just, microwave, because people don't, they exactly. forget about it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, those little things are the things that we nitpick about.
Yeah.
Because we want, because we stay exclusive because we hold ourselves to a higher standard. So therefore, we're going to take care of your property, I want to say, better than you would even also.
Right.
Because this is a direct reflection of our business. And then that in turn, you tell fellow investors and your friends and stuff like that, like, hey, you do have these extra properties and it's in an area that I know that they're like, you might want to do something because the numbers that we're doing is kind of mind blowing.
Sets us apart from the rest.
Because any other these quote unquote gurus or people that offer their assistance, they'll do it for 15% or 20%.
Right.
And all they're going to tell you is we'll fill your property. And they will. Because they're going to put it at $89 a night, right. $100 a night.
Maybe even $150.
You know, and then they'll fill it up for the month and say, I told you.
Right.
I fill it up. Now, they give you, you know, you get, look at it like this. You make $3,000 for the month and you get 70% of that. So you get that $2,100 a month.
Right.
You were just trying to get, you know, $1,500 a month for rent.
Right.
So you're $600 cash flow. Opposed to a partnership with us, we do a 50-50 split. But that, and you add a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Now, with our process, that same 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you get to split $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got $4,000 a month mm-hmm. in cash flow. Because we command more money through the process that we developed.
Now, what if something happens, like they trash the house or something, they had a party and
that's a good question.
Yes.
Because on a normal platform, you get that.
That's my problem.
And trust me, I've been there. You know, when we first started the bed and breakfast, I went through those growing pains.
Right. Well, I had a neighbor in my neighborhood. They were doing that.
Yes.
And all of a sudden the people took out like all the metal, like they were it's doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. So with our system, I've learned and I've gone through the growing pains. So we only deal with corporate clients
yes.
and those that have a level of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a group coming down from Microsoft that's doing a team building odyssey.
Right, they're not going to trash the place.
No, because they have Microsoft on their backs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And they're at the conference all day.
Right.
They're barely at the house.
Right.
By the time they get home, they just want to have a beer with their coworkers
right.
and kind of hang out and be comfortable.
Yeah. Right.
And that's when we create that environment to where they're absolutely comfortable. We make sure they have everything that they need. We go out above and beyond. And we even sponsor and provide team building, you know, activities for them as well. Excuse me. Concierge services, if they need a cook, a chef, we go above and beyond. And so these companies are willing to pay.
Right.
It's not the typical $150 a night or $200.
Right. They're not looking for
no.
the lowest price
no.
provider.
And I'm going to give you an example of our numbers. He just referenced the Savannah property.
Mm-hmm.
We have a property in Savannah that's been generating about $8,000 a month for the last,
and
we've had that contract for the last
Savannah.
5 months.
It's in Pooler.
And it's in Pooler, Georgia.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and the woman was just trying to get $1,300 a month for rent.
Right.
Now she's getting $4,000 a month off of her split.
So
and
now,
it's been since
are you June. Here in Atlanta?
Yes.
We also here in Atlanta. And I'll give you another example. So for our Atlanta properties, within the last 48 hours, we've had 3 bookings for $1,000 a night just for 2 days. And that's for the Passion Conference coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we look for people, landlords, investors, realtors that have properties that are just sitting there staged on the market, not selling. Those houses can make money while they're
right.
just sitting there.
Also, let's not overlook the underwriters that might have clients that have multiple properties. They're trying to do cash refis.
Yeah.
And their credit is in the right situation to do something. We can be of assistance for you also.
Yeah.
So it's just as simple as reaching out to us. We give you a free phone consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have a consultation fee. when we actually do the overall process.
Assessment, where we could do the walkthrough.
You know, but in that overall process, you know, we make everything from start to finish. We look at, if you are trying to Airbnb, then we'll start from start to finish in the Airbnb process. Mm-hmm. If you VRBO, we'll start from start to finish in your whole process, from looking at your page, your pictures, you know, how you're, you know, how the place is arranged.
Strategically you align know. You to maximize your cash flow.
Right.
Yeah.
So how'd you two get together?
Through networking sessions, yeah, by just, happenstance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we just, it just made sense, you know, because
he was into real estate and wholesaling.
And you know, also I'm a broker. Mm-hmm. Well, an information broker. I do more consulting work than anything else. You know, I sell information out at this point.
Right.
He's what we call a dealer.
Yeah. Because people just bring me information. Right. I am a hub of information. So I have anything ranging from casinos, gas stations, multifamily units, hotels, you know, and wholesale properties. I just have a plethora of, if you need something, just reach out. Because through my consulting, I have a lot of reach and a lot of connections.
And that's all over the country. That's not just here in Atlanta.
Yes, that's all over the country, yes. I do have off-market multifamilies in Atlanta, though. So just let anybody listening know, if we have some investors out there, any family groups, private money, you know, I can be a pipeline.
So now what do you need more of right now? Just more homes?
We need more properties.
What parts of the country do you need properties in?
Here's our big problem. It's a good problem, but it's a problem that we need to solve. We're turning away thousands of dollars a week.
Yes.
I have nowhere to put these corporate clients now. Mm. And they're
so they're going to you. I need five bedrooms.
Exactly. I have an event. I'm coming to the so-and-so conference. I've got a group of 10. I've got a group of 5.
Or I'm coming here on residency. I'm going to be
residency,
here 6 months.
Doctors, you know. Teachers. Right. Because originally this is how it started. I'm a retired teacher. I taught around the world. Mm. And I travel all these different places. And I'm like, oh. I would be staying in these bed and breakfasts. I'm like, I can do this. And in Atlanta is the international hub.
Right.
You know, I'm a flight attendant as well. So this is an international city, you know, and everyone comes here. And we don't really utilize our resources as a city.
Right.
People from all over are here.
Very
and
true.
So this is a big gym that people that are living in the city or on the outskirts are living in areas of walkability. They really can make a lot of money.
Right. It's just the matching them up with the right folks who have the money. Right,
yeah, exactly. And so we got the folks with the money that's ready to pay. We just need the properties.
Right.
All right. If somebody wants to learn more, what's the way to get
a hold
of
they you? Just call a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-618-4654.
Website?
Then, yeah. Our Focus Homes United, LLC. And just give us a call. And we'd be glad to give them a free consultation over the phone. And if we need to do a walkthrough, and we give them the second consultation. And if they decide to sign up, that is waived.
Yeah.
And then it's FocusHomesUnitedLLC.com is the website where get some kind of basic information.
Yes.
And then they can schedule from that point
for sure.
As well.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, Darren and Shauna, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And then you're here at this event to find more homes here locally or find more opportunities?
Always networking and people connecting with people. Life is a learning experience.
Right.
So we're always here to learn and to share and empower others.
Because this next step for us is we're going to turn this into a course.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you're going to help other people.
Of course.
Exactly.
You know, from the wholesale platform to the filling it up property to multifamily to all of the above. So
good stuff. Well, best of luck and thank you again for sharing your story.
All right,
hang with us. So we got some more guests.
Yay. Yeah.
Next up on Grow ATL, we got Avis Flowers with Busy Bees Cleaning. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how's your house? How many bedrooms where you live?
How many bedrooms do I need? About 5.
We need 5. You think you're going to be renting out your place anytime?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Bringing in that kind of money, absolutely.
That's right. So tell us about Busy Bees. How you serving folks?
Yes, I am a Busy Bees Cleaning. I'm the owner, and I started this business like 3 years ago. I do commercial and residential properties, but my focus right now is on the commercial side. That's how I got started about 3 years ago.
So now how do you get commercial clients?
I actually network, coming to these events, networking with people, and I actually own a couple of website groups that mm-hmm. I'm with, and with architectures and general contractors, and I network with those people.
Because those are the people that can hire you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then what do you like most about the job?
Oh, I just love taking care of homes. Mm-hmm. I love to clean. That's my relaxation. I love to clean. So, yeah.
So that's how you started, because you like doing it?
I love to clean. I don't know. It just relaxes me. As I'm cleaning, I'm thinking and think. You know, it's just amazing. It just soothes me.
And then, but do you have employees also, or is it you?
I have some family members. My son and my daughter is helping me right now. But that's why I'm here, to grow my business to where we can get out there and
hire some folks.
Hire some folks, absolutely.
And then do you have kind of what would be a good criteria for someone to be a good employee for you?
Most definitely, you don't even have to be actually have any training.
You'll train them?
I will own the job, train you for this particular job. And be able to have your own car so you can transport, because we're going to be in different locations.
Places.
So most definitely have transportation.
Now, what is something that when you look at a house and you're like, this wasn't cleaned properly? Like,
oh, I can spot them out good.
Yeah. So what are some kind of signs that?
One big sign, go into the house and how does it smell?
The smell?
Wow.
That in itself. You go in the house and, you know, you can't. It don't have you can smell clean. You know what I'm saying? You can smell clean. And you don't have to go out to and get all these foamy kind of products to
like
make
chemically.
It yeah, chemically. Right. That's harmful. I actually do a lot of it's all natural stuff.
Nice.
I order my stuff through a company and it's all natural.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not going to hurt the customer or hurt my employees or,
like
or my
pets. I bet the pets all the
pets
time.
Friendly.
Probably.
Yeah, it's pet friendly too. Yes. Yeah.
So the smell is the first thing. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yes, the smell, and then I'm so detailed. I can check and I can see. I know what to look for. Oh, the corner. Oh, look in the bathtub, and like you know, they said earlier, the microwave, the refrigerator,
right.
or
they said like cobwebs. Like some
right.
corner that
yes,
right.
That's
or,
a big deal.
Or
it
the
is.
Blinds,
that's a deal
you know, like they didn't
exactly
dust the blinds.
Wipe the dust the
blinds, right?
Mm-hmm. And they collect dust
faster than you think.
Yes,
absolutely.
And especially here in Atlanta, where there's the pollen and you know,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
floating around the house
for sure.
So now, what do you need more? So right now you need more clients or you need more workers?
I need both. I need more customers and I need more.
Shauna will hire you.
I was going to tell you before we got off, I was going to say, I will be calling in Busy Bees Cleaning.
Thank
that's
you.
It. See that?
Yes.
Automatically
absolutely.
Because
we
the fact
connect.
That she uses natural. You
right,
know,
that's a big selling point.
Yeah, yeah, cleaning. And then the fact that she has a passion about what
right,
she
you can
does.
Tell,
she loves
right?
it. I can tell that she does a good job.
Right.
Just by listening
anybody
to what she
anybody that pays
says.
Attention to that little
exactly.
stuff, you know they're not going to
yeah.
let things slide.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
There's a partnership already.
Thank you.
See, it was worth coming here?
It was.
So now, how'd you even hear about Grow ATL? How'd that get under your radar?
It actually came to me through an email off of Eventbrite.
Uh-huh.
And so I went out and I filled out that for the event, and then someone from the event actually emailed me Monday about the y'all wanting to do a live radio.
Right.
And I'm like, no, live and it's free. You know, free is always free. Good.
Right.
And so I just filled it out and here I am.
All right. So it seems like it's paying off.
It is
it was
paying
a good
off.
Use of your Saturday, right?
Yes.
So now if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way? Do you have a website?
Yes, they can meet. They can actually go through Busy Bees Cleaning thebluebook.com.
Right.
I got my website there, or they can telephone me at 770-412-3383. Or they can email me at beesbusyllc@gmail.com.
Yeah. And then the website on your card is busy, B-U-S-Y, bees, B-E-E-Z,
mm-hmm.
clean.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a website.
But we've updated that since then. So yeah.
There's a new one, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Avis, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Hang with us. We got one more guest.
Hello.
All right. Next up on the Grow ATL radio show, we got Renita Crawley.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Close enough. So tell us what you're up to.
Well, I am a realtor. I'm with Atlanta Perimeter with Keller Williams. But the reason why I'm here is to launch my own business. I have a passion to increase home ownership in the city of Atlanta. So I have a plan. I want to get an apartment complex. And percentage of that rent, I don't know the numbers yet. I'm trying to still work on that. Either going to be 10 to 20% of that rental rate will go back to the actual tenant. With they, you know, pay their rent consecutively for 2 years. And they'll get that back as a down payment to purchase their own property within the city of Atlanta.
Wow.
I'm working with Invest Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, my MPU, which is MPUH. And I'm very serious about this. I got private funding already in place. The thing is that I need is a developer that is responsive, you know, that knows how to build with the city of Atlanta and the One Atlanta Initiative.
I know a guy that knows everybody in town.
Okay.
There's a guy. She's hanging right over there. It's the most connected guy you're going to find around here when
that's
it comes
what
to real
I
estate.
Mean.
Am I right, Sean? Am I making that up?
No, you're not.
So you're set now. This is
thank you.
This radio
that
show.
Is what
I'm telling
I
you,
need.
Just come on this radio show. There's connections. Just show up.
Right.
Left and right, everybody's getting connected.
That's right.
Yes.
So now how'd you come up with this idea? It sounds like a wonderful idea. That is, a down payment is a big hurdle for a lot of people. They can't get past that. And because of that, they're in this cycle of renting and renting, and they can never kind of escape that.
So how I got into it is because I've been in real estate for 2 years, but I really wasn't doing it full time until March. Mm-hmm. Because it's a need. I've noticed when out there, when I've been working, majority of my clients, they have the credit, have no money. Or they have, I love the clients who have both, but those are rare and
right.
Don't come often, or they have money or bad credit. So the ones who have money, they have to put so much money down on for a home. And I'm like, you should leverage your money other ways. You should really just put like 3.5% down, use that other percentage and get another investment property. And I was just educating people on this, and then they didn't know. I don't know.
Right. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. And I was like, okay, this is something important. And then when I start talking to them and digging into them, well, I'm paying $1,250, $1,500
Right. Somehow they're making that rent payment.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow. And then when they get into their house, they're like, oh, the exact way bigger with the escrows and everything. You're at $1,200, but you have way
and
more.
And you own
home.
It.
And you own it.
Right.
So that's how I just had a passion. And then plus I work with a lot of people within the city of Atlanta. Majority of people who purchase in the city of Atlanta use Atlanta Housing Authority down payment assistance, which is $20,000. They use, Georgia Dream, which is $15,000, NACA, where they don't have to pay any fees. I'm like, geez, I'm like, I learned all these different processes. And I was like, this will be a great idea if this was in an apartment stat form. They say 3 to 5 years so they can get themselves stable and get their lives together,
right,
and then be able to increase home ownership within the city of Atlanta. So I just kind of mixed up the down payment assistance programs that I'm very knowledgeable about with people who need housing. And plus gentrification in the city of Atlanta has taken over, and it's pushing a lot of people out who were born and reared here.
Right.
In the city of Atlanta,
and
they can't afford it, and they're going to Coweta or Covington.
Right, because that $200,000 house is now $600,000.
Exactly. And there's no transportation out there. There's
right.
No MARTA out there. And it's creating hardship. So I really want to increase the home ownership here in the city of Atlanta so these people can have their own piece of the pie and educate them on the process of owning their home, maintaining their home, and the importance of community and development, and not allowing outsiders to kick you out of your place that's called home.
Right, that you built up the community.
Exactly.
And then someone jumping in late.
Yeah.
So now, you're looking for a builder or an existing
I'm looking for,
building?
Yes, I'm looking for a developer that knows the Invest in Atlanta way, know how to build within the city of Atlanta codes.
So you want to build this from scratch?
Ideally. Because the type of a complex that I want, I do want a daycare facility that's on there, and I do want a sustainable farm there.
Wow.
So go ahead. So with that being there, I haven't seen an existing property with all those positions, you know? And
Shauna can help you, right, Shauna?
Well, I was going to say that her initiative, Atlanta, is looking for her as a protege.
Right.
People like her with those ideas, Invest Atlanta, but also the city of Atlanta, who is in a situation where they are there's running out of housing, and there's co-living initiatives, as well as helping those that live in the city. The city of Atlanta is struggling trying to find housing for these people and to also make them homeowners. They have these grants.
And this
but
is a path.
They are looking, yeah. Right. So you are definitely on the right track, and I see your, you know, dream coming to fruition for sure.
Yeah, and I definitely want it to be purchased in an opportunity zone. And that's the struggle too that I'm trying to find, because of the city of Atlanta. A lot of city of Atlanta owns a lot of land, but they don't want to give it up.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to get to the point of purchasing one of those portions of land and be able to build.
Right. So then that's what you're looking for in order to make this dream come true.
You need help. And I have two locations in my head.
So you got the spot.
I do.
We just got to get permission.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta Housing Authority on it. I hope you're listening. Mm-hmm. Anita's coming for you.
That's right. Well, maybe the team around the table can help you make that dream come true. If somebody wants to get on board and help you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'm on Instagram. I am a millennial. So you can catch me at Realtor Renita. Realtor and Renita. Also, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Renita Crawley. And my phone number is 404-955-5977. And my email is renitacrawley@kw.com.
And you have the website, Renita Crawley.
And Renita Crawley. So if you put me in Google, I'm everywhere. You'll see me.
Well, good stuff. And best of luck. And thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work here in the city that can really make a big difference.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's a wrap for this episode of Grow ATL. We will all see you next time.